as white as a mouse heads down from somewhere.
Yes! Yes! Woo!
It's a Wednesday afternoon and the Prep 1 class at St Francis School in Hughenden is almost finished for the day. They've spent the afternoon learning how to make apple smiles with peanut butter, marshmallows and, of course, apples.
Good afternoon, Prep 1. Peace be with you.
Good afternoon, Miss Elton, Miss Marley and Kathleen.
Their teacher, 26-year-old Angela Elton, is one of many who have stuck it out in the small country town. Angela has been teaching in Hughenden for 4 years.
Basically, when I got the position, all my friends in Brisbane, they all jumped and sort of said, oh yes, 2 years and then you'll be back down in Brizzy and buy an apartment on the river and that sort of lifestyle. But the biggest draw card is just the school up here. It's an amazing little school, the lifestyle, the community, and how that all comes together, and it's also still working in my favour professionally. When I come to school, it takes a whole 2 minutes to get to school, compared to in Brisbane, a commute of 35 minutes in traffic, which was quite stressful, those sorts of things. So you get to school and then, I don't know, I sort of walk in that gate and you get a bit of a smile, and then as soon as the students start coming in, they come in with big smiles. Being a Prep 1 teacher, parents come up as well, so I see most of the parents each morning and I have a chat to them. They do other things outside of school that I do with them, like fitness, for instance. We might have a chat about that. Oh, yeah, they're going really good in class and this sort of stuff.
On the other side of town, Trent O'Brien is teaching a Year 8 health and physical education class.
Hi there, guys. Doris out, Trinity, bring your homework in.
This is the 24-year-old's third year at the Hughenden State School and he's just signed on for another two.
Best part of my job is working with the young people in town and building those relationships with young people. That's a really, really important one for me in terms of seeing someone get a piece of work or interacting in class and the progression they have from the start of a unit or the start of a year to the end.
Why make the decision to stay on for that extra couple of years?
In a big school, being a teacher in my third year, I wouldn't be able to do necessarily the skills that I'm being afforded or the opportunity I'm being afforded here. For example, I've recently taken on the role of complex case officer, so dealing with students with disabilities, and being in a small school, I'm able to develop myself as a professional, as a teacher, far quicker, I believe, than being in a big school where I wouldn't be able to do things such as being the head of disabilities and things like that.
Trent says working in the country is a good way to learn the ropes of being a teacher.
It's definitely a big move for people. I know myself it was a big move in terms of geographic location from Brisbane to here being 1,600 kilometres, but I would definitely recommend it. You're able to develop yourself very quickly in terms of the profession and being a professional. The professional development I'm afforded here at this school is very extensive, so I'm always doing a lot of professional learning courses, professional development. So the scope for developing yourself as a professional is large in a rural school, being a small school.
Angela agrees that the professional development opportunities for young teachers in the country are excellent, but she adds that new teachers need to arrive with an open mind.
I think it'd be very different if I were to come out here and then try and maintain a life that I had in Brisbane, for instance. I just had to attend different things that I'd never been to before and learn from that one. For instance, I have two girls in my class that compete in roping. They mentioned this to me and they brought in for show and tell their rope that they use, and I'd never been to a roping event. And lo and behold, Mum tells me on the weekend that there is an event down the road, and yeah, so I went down and watched that one. And basically, before I knew it, I'd had people coming up to me and chatting and, oh, yes, you're the girls' teachers and things like this. And they were explaining to me and I felt sort of, yeah, included and part of it.
Coming straight out of uni, is it difficult to teach a number of grades in one class?
It is at first, yes, because you might do a maths lesson, for instance, in a larger school in Brisbane, and that maths may be streamed and you'll have the lower level maths students and you'll deliver that one lesson. Whereas in our instance, you have a composite year level, you have all levels of ability within that class then, and then you have to try and align those concepts so that you're teaching the same concept but at different levels within that. And I think doing those sorts of things, you find your feet really fast because you're sort of forced to.